ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹം സപരിവ്രാജകചാരഷ്ടോദരക്ഷ്രീമദ് ഹിസ് ഡിവൈൻ ഗ്രേഷ്യൽ അഭയചരണ അരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് പ്രഭുപാദ് കി ഇസ്കോൺ ഡെപ്യൂട്ടി സംസ്ഥാപകാചാര്യ പ്രഭുപാദ് കി ജയോം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹം സപരിവ്രാജകചാരഷ്ടോദരക്ഷ്രീമദ് ഹിസ് ഡിവൈൻ ഗ്രേഷ്യൽ ഭക്തി സിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി ഠാക്കുർ പ്രഭുപാദ് കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദ കി നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹൃദാസ് ഠാക്കുര കി പ്രേം സെ കഹോ ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്രീവാസദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ കി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാ കൃഷ്ണ ഗോപ് ഗോപിനാഥ് ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ശ്രീ ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധൻ കി ബ്രജഭൂമി ശ്രീ വൃന്ദാവനധാമ കി പുരുഷോത്തം ക്ഷേത്ര ശ്രീ ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരിധാമ കി ഗംഗാമായി ജമുനാമായി കി ഭോക്തിദേവി തുളസി മഹാരാണി കി കലിഗു പാവൻ ഹരിനാമ സങ്കീർത്തൻ കി ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ മഹാമന്ത്ര കി ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാ ട്രാൻസ്ഫർ ബുക്ക് ഡിസ്ട്രിബ്യൂഷൻ കി നിതായ ഗൗർ പ്രേമാനന്ദേ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു അസംബിൾ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം അജ്ഞാനതിമിരന്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ നമോ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേഷ്ഠായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതിദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷശൂന്യവാദീ പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭുനിതാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്രീവാസദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം കാൻറ്റോ 10 ചാപ്റ്റർ 9 ചാപ്റ്റർ എൻടൈറ്റിൽഡ് മദർ യശോദ ബൈൻഡ്സ് ലോർഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ഏവം സന്ദർശിത ഹി അംഗ ഹരിണ ഭൃത്യ വശ്യത സ്വവശേനാപി കൃഷ്ണേന യസ്യ ഇദം സ ഈശ്വരം വശേ ഏവം സന്ദർശിതാ ഹ്യംഗ ഹരിണാ ഭൃത്യ വശ്യത സ്വവശേനാപി കൃഷ്ണേന യസ്യ ദംസേശ്വരം വശേ ഏവം സന്ദർശിതാ ഹ്യംഗ ഹരിണാ ഭൃത്യ വശ്യത സ്വവശേനാപി കൃഷ്ണേന യസ്യേദംസേശ്വരം വശേ ഏവം സന്ദർശിതാ ഹ്യംഗ ഹരിണാ ഭൃത്യ പശ്യത സ്വവശേനാപി കൃഷ്ണേന യസ്യേദംസേശ്വരം വശേ
ഹരിണാമൃത്യവശ്യത സ്വവശേനാപി കൃഷ്ണേന
माता जी in this manner sandarshita was exhibited he indeed anga o maharaj parikshit harina by the supreme personality of godhead pratyavashyata his transcendental quality of becoming subordinate to his servitor or devotee svavashena who is within the control only of his own self api indeed krishnena by krishna yasya of whom idam the whole universe sa ishwaram with the powerful demigods like lord shiva and lord brahma vashe under the control Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of His devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. Purport. This pastime of Krishna is very difficult to understand, but devotees can understand it. It is therefore said, Darshyam Stadvidam Loko Atmano Bhaktavashyatam. The Lord displays the transcendental attribute of coming under the control of His devotees. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Ekopyasau Rachetam Jagadanda Kotim Yachaktirasta Jagadanda Chayadanta Andantarasta Pramano Chayantarastam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. By His one plenary portion as Paramatma, the Lord controls innumerable universes. With all the demigods, yet He agrees to be controlled by a devotee. In the Upanishads, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can run with more speed than the mind. But here we see that although Krishna wanted to avoid being arrested by His mother, He was finally freed and Mother Yashoda captured Him. Lakshmi Sahasra Sambrama Sevyamanam Krishna is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Nonetheless, He steals butter like one who is poverty-stricken. Yamaraj, the controller of all living entities, fears the order of Krishna. Yet Krishna is afraid of all of his mother's stick. These contradictions cannot be understood by one who is not a devotee. But a devotee can understand how powerful is unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. It is so powerful that Krishna can be controlled by an unalloyed devotee. This bhrityavashyata does not mean that he is under the control of the servant. Rather, he is under the control of the servant's pure love. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Arjuna ordered him, Senayoro Bhivarmandhyaratam Sthapayame Achyuta. My dear Krishna, you have agreed to be my charioteer and execute my order. Place my chariot between the two armies of soldiers. Krishna immediately executed this order. And therefore one may argue that Krishna also is not independent. But this is one's ajnana ignorance. Krishna is always fully independent. When he becomes subordinate to his devotees, this is a display of Ananda Chinmayarasa, the humor of transcendental qualities that increases transcendental pleasure. Everyone worships Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he sometimes desires to be controlled by someone else. Such a controller can be no one else but a pure devotee. So in the month of Kartik, as we are celebrating the beautiful pastime of Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda. Evam sandarshita hi anga harina bhritya vashyata svavashenapi krishnena yasyedam sa ishvaram vashe. So Satyavrat Muni in his Damodarashtakam he glorifies this pastime in 8 verses. And he begins by describing Namami Ishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. So when we refer to Krishna's childhood pastimes, one should not consider Krishna to be an ordinary child. And therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead has two characteristics. One is the Mukhya Lakshan, primary, and the second is Gauna or secondary. So the Mukhya Lakshan is described first through this verse, Namami Ishwaram, whom I am worshipping and whom I am offering my obeisances. This personality is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is his main characteristic, Mukhya Lakshan. And what is his Swarupa? Satchidananda Rupam. So his form is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So this Satchidananda Swarupa of the Supreme Lord is his Mukhya Lakshan. Because if one starts claiming that this particular pastime is that between Krishna, between Yashoda Mai and an ordinary child, just like families have children, so is Krishna like an ordinary child? No. Here, the pastimes are that of someone who is in his childhood stage, but he is not a child. He is Ishwaram. Yadroma Randra Paripurti Vidhava Daksha Varaha Janmani Babhuva Ramish Samudra Tamanama Natham Aravinda Drisham Yashoda Panir Dvayantam Snapayam Babhuva. Bilvamangal Thakur describes that this Satchidananda Swarupa, Satchit and Ananda Swarupa of Krishna, is very astonishing, because when Krishna appears in different incarnations, all of his different Swarupas look very different. But he is the same person. So he gives the example that when Krishna appears as Varaha Dev, in the form of Varaha, the size of Varaha Dev was so gigantic that if you consider the pore of the skin of Lord Varaha Dev, Yad Roma Randhra Paripurti Vidhava Daksha, that is Roma Koop, which is the hair pore of Varaha. What is the size of the hair pore of Varaha Dev? Varaha Janmani Babhuva Ramish Samudra. It is so gigantic that you take the water of the oceans of the entire world, take all of that water and pour that water into Varaha Dev's one hair pore. And how much of water is there in all the oceans? 4 quadrillion acre feet. You can go home and calculate. So all of that water, if poured into Varaha Dev's one hair pore, still it would not overflow. So that is the size of one hair pore. If the hair pore is of that size, try to imagine what is the size of Varaha Dev's form. So therefore, that gigantic form of Varaha Dev, when that Varaha Dev takes the form of Krishna as Nandanandan, it is same Krishna. Krishna has now appeared as Nandanandan Shyam Sundar. Tam Naam Natha Aravinda Drisham Yashoda Panir Dvayantam Snapayam Babhuva. Yashoda Mai takes one bucket of water and pours it on Krishna, and Krishna's bath is over. So the question is, are both same? The Varaha Dev with gigantic form and Krishna, are both the same Lord? If you consider by Archimedes' principle, it is not. So then it is a matter of great confusion. And therefore, Krishna's form can only be understood by someone who is hearing the spiritual subject matters in parampara. Purbe jena prithibira bhara horibare Krishna avatirna hoila shastrite prachare. So the Shastras say that Krishna appears to destroy the demons. And he does appear in various forms. One of the forms in which Krishna appears is Lord Narsingadev. And when in the initial years, 1966, as soon as Prabhupada began preaching in 26 Second Avenue, Prabhupada kept a photo of Lord Narsingadev on the altar one day. Then when Prabhupada came, next day that altar was not having that Narsingadev photo. So Prabhupada started asking, where is that Narsingadev photo? And one devotee came and said, that was looking so deadly, I thought the people who come will get bewildered. So we did not want to make the guests fearful, so we removed that photo. So Prabhupada said, for a devotee, just like the cub of a lion, the lion is very loving. So there is no question of having any fear. And therefore, when the Lord appears, he may appear in various forms to destroy the demons. But that is not the main purpose. Svayam Bhagavaner karma nahe bharaharan sthitikarta Vishnu koren jagata palan. So to maintain the universe and to take care of demons and all of these is Vishnu takes care. And therefore, this is the task of Vishnu, not of Krishna. Kintu Krishne Rajai Hoye Abatara Kal Bharaharan Kalatate Hoila Mishal. But at a particular time when Krishna's time for appearance came, at the same time, the avatar who was supposed to appear in Dwapar Yug for reinstating dharma, both the times coincided. And therefore, in order to perform that task, so Vishnu was about to appear, Krishna himself was about to appear. So then both started discussing, if both of us appear at same time, it will create confusion. And therefore, let us collaborate. Ata eva Vishnu takhan Krishnera sharire Krishna Vishnu dware kore Krishna asura samhare. Ata eva Vishnu takhan Krishnera sharire. At that point of time, Vishnu appeared in Krishna's form. And through Krishna, Vishnu killed the demons. And so that is what is the purpose of Krishna's coming along with Vishnu. Anu sanga karma jadi asura maran jelagi avatar kohi semula karan. So the killing of demons is the secondary purpose of Krishna's appearance. Anusanga karma e asura maran. So to kill the demons is secondary task. Je lagi avatar kohi semul karan. But what is the main purpose of Krishna's appearance is described. Prema rasa niryasa korite aswadan raga marga loke bhakti korite pracharan. So Krishna appears for two purposes. To taste the love in reciprocation with his devotees in Vrindavan. Premaras niryas korite aswadan. To taste the love. And second, raga marga bhakti loke korite pracharan. To teach that love. To taste the love of the Brajavasis and to teach that love. रसिक शेखर कृष्ण परम करुणा, এই দুই হেতু হইতে ইচ্ছার উদ্গম। অ্যান্ড সো কৃষ্ণা ইজ কনসিডার টু বি সুপ্রিমলি জুবিলেন্ট অ্যান্ড অল মার্সিফুল। অ্যান্ড সো কৃষ্ণা অপিয়ার্স উইথ দিস টু পারপাসেস, টু টেস্ট দ্য লভ, দ্য স্পন্টেনিয়াস লভ অফ দ্য ব্রজবাসীস ফর হিম, ওয়ের দ্যাট লভ ইজ উইথাউট এনি কজ, উইথাউট এনি রিজন। Love is the only reason, and Krishna wants to taste that. And so Krishna says, Aishwarya gyanete sab jagat mishrit, Aishwarya shithila preme nahi mora prit. So Krishna says, in Vaikuntha, I am thinking, Aishwarya gyanete sab jagat mishrit, the entire world is mixed with the feelings of serving the Lord with awe and reverence, with Aishwarya Gyan. God is great, God is great, God is great. When people come to the temple, they offer respects. So the Lord is thinking, Aishwarya Gyanete Sab Jagata Mishrit. Everyone is offering worship to me with awe and reverence. But Aishwarya Shithila Prema Nahi Muraprit. But that kind of worship with awe and reverence does not please me. It does not give me so much of pleasure. Why? Because that is very official. I am looking for an intimate reciprocation. I am looking for intimate exchange of love. Not that worship with awe and reverence all the time. And therefore, he says, Om are Ishwara mane apna kehin tara prema vasha ami na hoi adhin. And therefore, I am constantly looking for how can some devotees control me with their love. And there is some pleasure in thus being controlled by the devotee's love. And so Krishna is aspiring for such reciprocation. Mora putra, mora sakha, mora pranapati, ei bhave jai more kore shuddha bhakti. One who considers Krishna to be my own son, my own worshipable, my own friend, and my lover. Ei bhave jai more kore shuddha bhakti. When someone offers worship like this, he says, Apanak bada mane, amare samahin, sei bhave hoi ami, tahai adhin. Apanak bada mane, one who considers himself big, superior. Amare samahim, and considers Krishna to be inferior. So he says, Sei bhave, with this bhav when someone worships me, hoi ami tahai adhin, then I come under their control. So by hearing this, one may think, but that is my situation also. I consider myself to be great. Apna ke bada mane. I always think I am great. Right? One devotee was cooking for Srila Prabhupada for his travel and making some samosas. So Prabhupada came there inside the kitchen, and as she was placing the samosas in the box which was going to be packed for the travel, Prabhupada picked up one samosa and ate it. He liked it. He picked up one more, ate it. And so as she was making the samosas and bringing out, Prabhupada was standing and eating. And she was thinking, this is for the travel. And the whole quota Prabhupada will finish here only. Then what will remain for travel? But then she thought, Prabhupada likes my cooking so much, he is not able to resist. So she looked at Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, who is your favorite cook? Prabhupada said myself. So, in the conditioned stage, one of our biggest challenges is coping with the false ego. Apna ka bada mane. So we naturally think, I am special, I am great. One of Prabhupada's disciples, he collected a lot of money, and with that the construction was going on in Krishna Balaram temple. And he started thinking, you know, all of this is happening because I am bringing all the money. So Prabhupada deducted that. Prabhupada told his secretary, call him in the middle of the night. I want to meet him. So 12:30 at night, Prabhupada told his servant, call him. So this devotee went and woke up this person who was the fundraiser. And he woke up. He said, what happened? Why you have woken me up? He said, Prabhupada is calling you. He checked the time. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock at night, Prabhupada is calling? He says, yes, Prabhupada is calling you. So he went to Prabhupada, offered obeisance. Yes, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, what were you doing? He says, Guru Kripa Swami. Guru Kripa, what were you doing? He says, Prabhupada, I was sleeping. Prabhupada said, why were you sleeping? He said, Prabhupada, it is night. Prabhupada said, it is night for me also. I am not sleeping. Why are you sleeping? He says, Prabhupada, I am tired after working hard all day. Prabhupada said, I am also tired. I am also working hard all day. So Prabhupada, he was like totally bewildered, this devotee. He looked at Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you are a pure devotee. Prabhupada looked at him and said, why are you not a pure devotee? So he realized something is wrong. He looked at Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, tell me what I should do. Prabhupada said, go back to sleep. So while going back, he was thinking, maybe I have started thinking I am the doer. So therefore, the Puranas describe false ego to be like honey. Madhu klivam cha madhvi ke krite karma shubhashube bhaktanam karmanam chaiva sudanam madhusudana. Madhu Sudan means the killer of the Madhu demon. Madhu means honey. And therefore, false ego has also characteristic like honey. It is sweet and it is intoxicating. When Hanumanji had destroyed whole of Lanka and come back to Sita, Sita looks at Hanumanji and says, this task of jumping across the ocean, coming and destroying entire Lanka could have been done only by you. Only you could have done, Hanumanji. No one could have done that. Even my husband Ram cannot do it. Even Lakshman cannot do it. Nobody can do it. Such glorification. So you can imagine, if someone glorifies us, you are the only person who can do. That has a special effect. So Hanumanji immediately did not say, okay, let us capture this on video. He says, no. Immediately Hanumanji turns to Sita Devi and he says that actually what you are saying is not true. Mat vishishtasta tulyasta santi tattara vanokasa matta pratyavara kaschit nasti sugriva sannidav. He says, every soldier in Sugriva's army is actually equal to me or better than me. So Sita is bewildered. Why is he saying like this? And we may think, oh, it is out of social etiquette, because that is our default response when someone says, Prabhu, only you can do it. No, 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 no. Inside we are thinking, yes, 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 of course. He has understood me perfectly. The Lord has revealed the knowledge to him. So immediately in the next verse he says that Aham tavat iha prapte kim punarte mahabala nahi prakrishta preshyante प्रेष्यन्ते हितरे जना. One may think, is it out of social etiquette? Hanumanji gives logic. No. I have been sent as a messenger to give message. Big powerful generals are not sent as messenger. Only one who cannot do much is sent as a messenger. So I am bringing a message. In an office, someone carries chit from one place to another, you know, like a clerk. So I'm like a clerk. I have brought some message. So if an ordinary messenger can destroy Lanka, so can you imagine when the actual generals come, what will happen? So therefore, aapna ka bada maane, aamare samaheen, when here it is mentioned like this, Thakur Bhaktivinod says, there is a striking similarity between atheist and Brajavasis. What are the four types of atheist? First type of atheist says there is no God. Second type of atheist says God was there, he created the material world. After creating the world went out of control, so he retired. So he has lost control over the world. Third kind of atheist says, if God comes, I'll kill him. And fourth kind of atheist says, why you discuss so much about God? I am only God. So there are various types of atheist, but if you compare the atheist to Brajavasis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says both appear similar. Why? Both do not accept Krishna as God. So he says, apna ke bada maane, amare samaheen. They consider, we are great. Who is this? Shai bhave hoi ami tahara adhin. And therefore I come under the control of such devotees. Mata more putra bhave kore na bandhan. Atihi na gyane kore lalan palan. So mother is considering that if I do not feed Krishna, what will happen to him? Mata more putra bhave koren bandhan. And therefore, she is always trying to protect me. And in this pastime also, that is what Yashoda Maa is doing, that she is afraid, if I do not protect Krishna, he will run into the forest and what kind of, you know, trouble he will get himself into. Atihi na gyane kore lalan palan. And therefore she is trying to protect me and nourish me. Sakha shuddha sakhye kore skanda arohan. Tumi ko na badaloka tumi amisam. And the friends of Krishna look at Krishna and say, tumi ko na badaloka. You think you are great or what? You and us, we are same. After Krishna killed Kamsa, in that whole assembly, thousands and thousands of people were watching that, and the Brajavasis were watching it. Suddenly, Sridhama came there, and he looked at Krishna and he said, you have killed this Kamsa? You cannot be Krishna. Krishna is not so powerful, because I defeat Krishna every day. Are you Krishna? And Krishna says, yes, I am Krishna. So then Sridhama says, let us fight. So right next to Kamsa's dead body, wrestling match begins between Sridhama and Krishna, and Sridhama defeats Krishna. And Sridhama stands up on Krishna and says, confirmed, this is Krishna only, because I could defeat him. So tumi kona bada loka? Who are you? You think you are a great? We are both same. Priya jadi mana kori koraye bhartsan vedastuti hoite hore sei moraman. And if the gopis, they chastise Krishna, priya jadi mana kori koraye bhartsan, and they chastise Krishna, Krishna experiences this chastisement as more attractive than Veda Stuti Hoite. Krishna is not attracted by the various Vedic mantras as much as he is by the Brajavasi chastisement. And therefore, he says, Sei Moraman. So Krishna is constantly being accused in Vrindavan that he is stealing the butter. So one day, Upananda's wife, Prabhavati, she catches Krishna while he is stealing butter. And then she looks at Krishna and starts chastising him. That whole of Vrindavan, we have been waiting for this day when we can catch you. Because Yashoda Mai never agrees that you steal butter. And today we have direct evidence. Krishna looks at Prabhavati Gopi and says, I warn you in advance. Don't do this. You will regret later. So Prabhavati Gopi is even more, you know, attracted by Krishna's charming threats. So she catches hold of Krishna, brings Krishna right near where Nanda Maharaj's house is. As she's entering Nanda Maharaj's house from within, Nanda Maharaj is coming out. So Prabhavati Gopi thinks if Nanda Maharaj sees, then he may not appreciate that I'm chastising his son. So let me hide Krishna. So she put some portion of her cloth over Krishna's head and covered Krishna's head. Nanda Maharaj passed by. Prabhavati Gopi enters inside and Yashoda Mai is there and she looks at Yashoda and says, Yashoda, you have always been denying that Krishna has stolen. Today, I have caught hold of Krishna and brought him here. And then she removes the veil over Krishna's head. By that time, Krishna by his mystic power changes his form and takes the form of Prabhavati Gopi's son. So Yashoda looks at Prabhavati Gopi and says, I think there is a mistake. This is your son. You have brought your own son. And Prabhavati Gopi looks down and she is bewildered. She says, no, no, I caught Krishna. Prabhavati Gopi, Yashoda Mai says, I know everybody in Vrindavan is trying to simply blaspheme my innocent boy. He never steals any butter. But what to do? That is the nature of this world. Prabhavati Gopi is bewildered. She is perspiring. She is looking at her son and saying, hey, from where did you come, Lala? It was Krishna I had caught. And then she took him out. And as soon as she comes out of the compound, Krishna takes his original form and looks at Prabhavati Gopi and says, I warned you in advance that you will regret this. Today, you caught me, I took the form of your son. Tomorrow, if you catch me, I'll take the form of your husband. So therefore, Priya Jadi Manakori Kore Bharsan Veda Stuti Hore Hoite Sai Moraman. That is more attractive than the Veda Stuti. And therefore he says, Ei Shuddha Bhakti Talaya Karimu Avatar Kariba Bibida Bidha Adbhuta Bihar. Taking such devotees with me, I appear in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Vaikunthyadya Nahe Jeje Lilara Prachar Sese Lila Kariba Jate Mora Chamatkar. And these pastimes which you see and hear, these pastimes are not advertised and revealed even in Vaikuntha. And therefore, Satyavrat Muni says, Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. So these pastimes are performed in Gokul. Gokulam Gokule Ninye Gokulam Gokuleshwara Gokulam Gokulastrinam. Kaviraj Goswami writes that when the Lord of Gokul enters Gokul with the entire group kul of cows go with Gokul, then the cowherd damsels of Gokul, they look at the Lord of Gokul with the group of their senses, Gokul. And in this way, Krishna performs pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham Gokul. And so, Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhrajamanam. Krishna expands the bliss in Gokul through reciprocation of love. And hence, it is said here, Lasat Kundalam basically means Krishna's beautiful earrings are dangling from his ears, swinging to and fro. What is special about those earrings? That generally earrings increase the beauty. Whereas in Krishna's case, Krishna's ear is so beautiful that everybody glorifies the earring. That actually you are being beautified by Krishna's ear. Because Krishna's ear is more beautiful than the earring. Yan martya lilo paikum soyoga maya balam darshaita grihita vismapanam swasacha saubagarde parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. Uddhavji describes that the Lord has such a beautiful form that the Creator has invested all of His energies in creating the embodiment of this beauty. Vismapanam swasacha saubhagarde. That Krishna Himself, just by seeing His own beauty, becomes so enchanted and bewildered. Parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. That for Krishna, He is attracted by His own beauty. And therefore, normally, the various ornaments beautify the organs, but Krishna's organs beautify the ornaments. That is known as Bhushana, Bhushan Angam. And so, that is what is the essence of this particular statement by Satyavrat Muni. And therefore, we cannot compare Krishna's form with any form of this material world. Any form of this material world is subjected to birth, old age, disease, and death. Right? And therefore, as soon as we say Krishna, we are referring to a personality who is all attractive, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. That person manifests in the form of deities. So when you have these deities form, they are non-different from the original Satchidananda form. And therefore, when we come and take darshan of the deities, just by the darshan of the deities, the glance of the deities, Chandrika Vishada Smerai Sa Aruna Apanga Vikshitai Swakarthanam Ivaraja Sattvabhyam Srishtri Palaka. The glance of the deities creates desires in our heart, and the smile of the deities encourages and nourishes the devotee. And therefore, Prabhupada established this Satchidananda form, Satchidananda Vigraha, all over the world. And therefore we come to the temple not to see the deities but to be seen by the deities. When the glance of the deities fall upon us, spiritual desires manifest. If you are not feeling enthusiastic in devotional service, the glance of the deities will create desires within the heart to serve Krishna in various ways. And therefore, ISKCON grew based on Srila Prabhupada's faith that the deities would take care of the devotees. So one should not think that a devotee is taking care of the deities. That is an opportunity the deities are giving. But who is taking care of whom? The deities are taking care of the devotees. In New Zealand, in one temple, when Prabhupada went, the devotees had a desire to install two sets of deities, but there was place only for one set. So the devotees used their creativity and made one revolving altar. They put a motor under the altar. If you press the button, the altar would move. Never in the history of Gaudiya Sampradaya such an altar was created. So when Prabhupada came, so in front they put Gaurnitai, back to back they kept Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, utilizing space. So Prabhupada came, he took darshan of Gaurnitai, offered obeisances. When he got up, he saw Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. So he got totally bewildered and he says, Prabhupada looked at the devotees and said, these are deities or rolling stone? So the deities are there, you cannot subject those deities to your own whims and fancies. They may be under your care, but the difference between Yashodamai taking care of Krishna and we taking care of the deities is we approach the deities in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. We take care of the deities, but not in this kind of a mood the way Yashodamai is taking care. And therefore, he says, Yashoda bhiyo loka labdhavamanam paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya. So Yashoda Mai, she is making nice sweetmeats for Krishna. And then as Krishna is drinking the milk of Yashoda Mai, there is a milk kept on the stove. And that milk is used for making sweets for Krishna. That is also for Krishna. Yashoda Mai is also giving milk to Krishna. But as that milk is about to fall, when it is being boiled on that stove, Yashoda Mai is in a dilemma. What should I do? Should I continue feeding Krishna this milk? Or should I leave Krishna on the side, get up, and take care of that milk? So she is in a dilemma what to do. And so in Krishna consciousness, in life, we always go through dilemma. At this moment, what should I do? Chant my rounds or go to sleep? Or both? Chant first, then sleep. Sleep first, chant. Take prasad, hear class. Should I do this office work first? Oh, I have been asked to stay back, but there is a nice satsang, what should I do? Or there is a katha going on, I have been told, come and wash the pots. So we are constantly in dilemma. What to do, what not to do. So Yashoda Mai also is in dilemma. What should I do? So, somebody brought cake and a donut pie and gave it to Brahmanand Prabhu. You know, he just showed it to Brahmanand Prabhu and says, please, which one you would like? So Brahmanand Prabhu said, whenever I was serving with Prabhupada and Whenever I would ask Prabhupada, should I do this or should I do that? Prabhupada would say both. So give me both. So when a devotee is in an intense, eager mood to serve, Krishna gives him the intelligence by which he is able to accomplish many things. And it depends on the intention, the intensity of the intention. So the intensity of the intention of the devotee to serve inspires Krishna to give the right intelligence. Based on that, intelligence, one is actually able to perform the service. And therefore, Yashoda Mai is thinking, what should I do? Maybe I should just leave Krishna. So she just leaves Krishna on the side. And then she runs to take care of that milk. And as she runs to take care of the milk, Krishna is in very angry mood. Krishna is thinking, I gave up the ocean of milk to take avatar, and she's giving me up to run behind 1 liter of milk. My sacrifice is of giving up ocean of milk and I have come. And 1 liter of milk is being given more importance. This is not good. I am feeling insulted. And so Krishna takes a stone in his hand and breaks that pot. And he breaks that pot of butter, the pot of buttermilk, and all the buttermilk flows when Krishna is sure that yes, the action is successful, the destruction has been achieved, then he leaves from there, goes to another room, and then he starts taking all the butter and distribute among the monkeys. And so, when Lord appeared as Lord Ram, and he made the monkeys do a lot of work, he promised them, this avatar, only seva. Next avatar, meva. I will give you reciprocation for what you have served. So therefore, all of the monkey soldiers were struggling hard and they could not be sufficiently compensated. So the Lord remembered that, and here, in this pastime, he was just distributing to all the monkeys. And Yashoda Mai looks, and this particular milk which is coming out, the reason milk is coming out, Jiva Goswami says, is milk is thinking, Yashoda Mai is pure devotee and she is trying to serve Krishna. Krishna is in bliss, accepting Yashoda Mai's love. So Yashoda Mai is in bliss, Krishna is in bliss, both of them are in mutual bliss. The servant continues serving the master continues, you know, accepting the service. And in this way, eternally, this service will go on. So if Yashoda Mai continues feeding Krishna that milk and Krishna continues drinking that milk, what is the purpose of my existence? So therefore, I will not be able to offer my service to Krishna. So if I cannot offer my service to Krishna, what is the point? Let me give up my existence. Thinking like this, the milk starts coming up. To commit suicide, to end the life and jump into the fire. And that is why the milk is coming up. So practically, when we say spiritual life, life in spiritual life has meaning when we actually find fulfillment in serving Krishna and Krishna's devotees in ways in which we are able to feel fulfilled and the devotees are able to feel satisfied. And therefore, everybody is looking for meaningful engagement. Meaningful engagement which is fulfilling and satisfying. Prabhupada had this disciple, Haridas Prabhu, who was a pickpocket. And he looked at Prabhupada's photo on Back to Godhead magazine and he got attracted. Not by Prabhupada, but by the watch on Prabhupada's hand, the golden watch. And he came searching for Prabhupada to steal that watch. Prabhupada was not there, so he joined the temple because they said, you can shave up and stay here. So he was sitting in the temple, waiting for Prabhupada to come. And then when, by the time Prabhupada came, he got so purified by the process of Krishna consciousness, his desire to steal went away. So one day he was in the kitchen, he was cooking, along with Panchadravida Swami. And then suddenly he saw nobody is coming for prasad. He looked at Panchadravida Swami and said, why nobody has come? And Panchadravida Swami said, today Prabhupada is giving initiation. So he said, what is that? I want to see. So he went to see Prabhupada's giving initiation. Prabhupada looked at him from a distance. Prabhupada called him, come here. He came nearby. Prabhupada looked at him and said, you want initiation? Diksha?
He said, what is that? He says, well, you become my disciple, you chant certain number of rounds and you follow the principles. So he said, okay, I will become. So the president was standing behind Prabhupada, he whispered in Prabhupada's ear, Prabhupada, he is a thief. He's a pickpocket. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, I know what I am doing. And another devotee was about to tell something from the other side. He looked at Prabhupada's response and he stepped back. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, where are your beads? Give me your beads so I can chant on them. He said, I have not brought beads, I have come from the kitchen. Prabhupada took out his own beads and gave it to him and said, I give you the name Haridas. Prabhupada then said, where did you come from? He said, kitchen. Prabhupada said, go back. He went back to the kitchen and Panchadravida Swami said, where were you? You were not there. He said, Prabhupada initiated me. He said, what? You're serving in the kitchen and suddenly you come back initiated? How can this happen? That was Prabhupada's compassion and mercy. So then Haridas Prabhu went to Prabhupada after a few days at night and he said, Prabhupada, whole Juhu, everybody sleeps at night. There are only two people who are awake. You, who is translating, you know, all the Acharya's literatures, Bhagavatam, and me, because I have background of being pickpocket and being thief, all night I would be active, stealing. So that was my main duty time. So I cannot sleep at night, because my body has got used to, you know, being active at night. So you are busy translating, what will I do? So Prabhupada immediately said, there is service for you also. He said, but Prabhupada, I am just a school dropout, I am just a street boy, I don't have any skills. Prabhupada said, no problem. There is service for everybody in Krishna consciousness. Nobody should think, I don't have any seva. So he said, okay, what is the seva? Prabhupada said, at night the dogs in Hare Krishna land are barking. And when they bark, the sound of their barking enters into the dictaphone and creates disturbance to the devotee who is transcribing it next day, because the sound mixes with the sound of my words. You know, Prabhupada was using dictaphone and he was, you know, he would press the button and he would speak. And then as Prabhupada's words were being spoken, the barking from the background would mix with that. And Prabhupada would say, Sri Bhagavan, watch. So that mixing of that sound, two, three words would disappear. And then you could not figure out what exactly Prabhupada spoke. So Prabhupada said, take the stick, keep chasing the dogs all night. That is your service. So he did that for a long time. And he said, Prabhupada was so expert, he could engage Giriraj Maharaj, who was son of a multimillionaire. And he could engage him, who was from a street. Both could be engaged. Now, because Giriraj Maharaj, when he joined, his father came and he told Prabhupada that you take this blank check and give our son back. Giriraj Maharaj told Prabhupada, keep the check and keep me also. And then the parents brought psychiatrist and the psychiatrist started asking Giriraj Maharaj all kinds of questions. And Giriraj Maharaj would give answer from Bhagavad Gita. After half an hour, the psychiatrist came out and told parents, if I spend half an hour more with your son, I will become Hare Krishna. And then she said, your son is permanently infected. So he went and told Prabhupada that this is what the psychiatrist. Prabhupada was very happy. And the next day, Bhagavatam classes, even psychiatrist has certified that our Giriraj is permanently infected. So Prabhupada could engage various devotees appropriately. And therefore, when this milk saw that there doesn't seem to be any scope for my engagement, what is the point? Because service is life. When there is no service, there is no life. And therefore, as the milk was trying to jump out, At that time, Yashodamai started going towards the milk. The milk thought, oh, looks like there is some chance. Yashodamai is coming. So then milk again went inside. And by the time Yashodamai came out of the kitchen, she saw Krishna is not there. Krishna was busy feeding the monkeys. So Yashodamai came from behind carrying the stick. Krishna was busy feeding the monkeys. Suddenly Krishna saw the monkey's eyes pop up. Because he was not seeing Yashodamai. He only saw the monkeys, and suddenly the monkey's eyes became big. Krishna realized someone is behind. He turned around, saw Yashodamai, and Krishna started running. So Yashodamai was running to protect Krishna so that he does not run into the forest. And Krishna is thinking, Yashodamai will beat me. So he was running and she was running. And therefore it is said here, Yashoda bhiyo lukha lad dhavamanam. Yashodamai created fear in the heart of that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates fear in the hearts of the entire creation. And therefore, madbhayat vati vatoyam suryastapati madbhayat. So the entire creation moves because of the fear of the Supreme Lord. That Krishna is running out of fear of Mother Yashoda. And so here it is said that na chantar na bahir yasya na purvam na pichaparam purva param bahichantar jagatoyo jagachayat tam matva atmajam avyaktam martyalingam adhokshajam gopika ukhale damna babanda prakritam yatha. Yashodama is running and Krishna is running and she is running, and as she is running, the flowers are falling from her hair. Why? The flowers are thinking, who's this Yashoda Mai? Out of fear of whom Krishna is running? She is so exalted. I do not deserve to be on her head. I should be at her feet. And so the flowers are falling, trying to touch Yashoda Mai's lotus feet. And as she comes running, and ultimately it is practically impossible for anyone to catch Krishna. And so here he says that it is only by his own will that Krishna allows himself to be caught. That which the greatest yogis cannot do, Yashodamai was able to do. And so Krishna was finally caught by Yashodamai. And when Yashodamai caught hold of Krishna, then Yashodamai looks at Krishna and Krishna starts crying. Rudantam muhur netra yugmam rajantam karam bhoja yugmena sa atanka netram. Rudantam, he's crying again and again. Muhur, when one becomes very sad, then one starts crying, sobbing. Yugmam rajantam, and he starts rubbing both the eyes. Karam bhoja yugmena sa atanka netram. And Krishna's, Gopal's, Damodar's eyes are filled with not bhay, but atanka. Bhay means you are afraid. There is fear. Right? You are sitting for class. It has, you know, gone beyond 8:30. So there is some bhay. Breakfast milega kya? There may be some bhay. But then the class gets over and you actually go there and you hear the sound of the vessel and nothing is there. It becomes atank. So atank means there is no scope now for going back. It is actually there. So therefore the terrorists are called Atankvadi. They are right there. It is not a theoretical proposal. They are there with their weapons to kill. So therefore that Supreme Lord in whose temple millions of people they assemble, requesting and praying that he removes their tears. He is saying, "Arre kya mere paas aa rahe ho? Main khud ro raha hu. I am myself crying." हाँ, ऐसे रोते हुए भगवान को प्रणाम है. सो दैट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज कॉन्स्टेंटली क्राइंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ मदर यशोदा, व्हेन वी मेडिटेट ऑन दिस ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म ऑफ क्राइंग कृष्णा, ऑल द लैमेंटेशन इन अवर हार्ट गोज अवे लाइक दैट. देयरफॉर यशोदा रुदंतम मुहुर नेत्र युग्मम मृजंतम कराम भोज युग्मेन स आतंक नेत्रम मुहुश्वास कंपा त्रिरेखांक कंठा. इन द फॉर्म ऑफ महाविष्णु, व्हेन वन इनहेल महाविष्णु डज ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस गो इन, व्हेन वन एक्सहेल्स ऑल यूनिवर्सेस आर क्रिएटेड. दैट इज द पावर ऑफ दैट inhalation and exhalation, right? That is the power of Mahavishnu's pranayam. When Mahavishnu does pranayam, they say na, hum log to kehte duniya badal dala. Hey, duniya badal nahi dala, duniya banaya. He creates universes through his exhalation. Somebody came to our temple and was looking through Krishna art book, you know, and he was being shown. And then someone asked him, "So which is your favorite picture in this?" He immediately pointed to picture of Mahavishnu. And he said, "Ye sabse achha laga picture." Bole, "Kyun?" Bole, "So bhi raha hai aur kaam bhi ho raha hai." Mahavishnu is sleeping, constantly sleeping, but universes are coming out. Somebody asked Radhanath Maharaj, "When will all these problems end?" Maharaj said, "When Mahavishnu inhales." When the material universe ends, that time only the problem will end, because this material world has been created to inspire us with that realization. So Muhushvasa Kampa is breathing heavily, and as he is, you know, sobbing, unable to control the tears, Trirekhanka Kantha, on his neck, three lines can be seen. Right? Paramrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya. So Yashoda Mai is then trying to tie Krishna. She brings rope, which is used in the for binding the cows when milking. So that one rope she brings, unable to control Krishna, unable to tie. And the rope is two fingers short. So Jiva Goswami says two fingers means it is not exactly two fingers, but just like we say, "Kitne log aaye the? Are do char log aaye the?" There must have been 10 people. दो चार लोग. सो समटाइम्स अ बिग क्राउड, बोले अरे पूरा शहर आ गया था. डजंट मीन दैट द होल सिटी वॉज देयर, बट इट्स अ कोलोक्वियल वे ऑफ सेइंग. सो देयरफॉर देयर वॉज सम गैप, सो देयरफॉर टू फिंगर्स. देन ही सेज, "नो, एक्चुअली द टू रेफर्स टू द डिवोटीज एफर्ट एंड कृष्णाज रेसिप्रोकेशन, दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस टू." So like that, various meanings they give. But finally, in spite of trying their level best, Yashoda Mai is unable to tie Krishna. But what is a special feature of Yashoda Mai's effort? As we see here, she is continuously trying. Somatu svinna gatraya visrishta kabarasraja drishtva parishramam Krishna. So the main feature of this pastime is a devotee never gives up hope. So Yashoda Mai is not giving up her hope. And what is our hope? I will somehow bind Krishna. I will manage to bind Krishna. I should continue trying. So therefore, one should never become hopeless. And therefore, Krishna comes under the control of a devotee who is eternally hopeful. Krishna is born to Vasudev, who is always hopeful in spite of 6 sons being killed. Krishna plays with Yashoda Mai, who is always hopeful in all circumstances. So therefore, Swamatu Swinnagatraya, Krishna sees beads of perspiration on Yashoda Mai's forehead. Visrishta Kabarasraja. And then Krishna sees that all of the various flowers have fallen. Drishtva. What Krishna sees? Parishramam. That is what Krishna sees. What? Parishramam. Shramam means effort. Parisar means surrounding. Right? So, pari word means that which circumambulates. Parikrama. You go all around. Like that. Parivar. Surrounded by family members. Pari. So, parishramam means what? One shrama fails, immediately begin next shram. That fails, start the next shram. A continuous, non-stop series of efforts is parishramam. I chant my rounds, try to conquer Krishna and bring him within my mind. Am I able to do it? No. So what should I do? Go to sleep. Give up. Forget it. No. Try again. Second day again I try. Doesn't make it. What to do? Third. Fourth. Continue. 10 years. 15 years. 20 years. Parishramam. So the advantage for Yashoda Mai was, she was able to do that within a few hours. For us, it may take few decades. Drishtva Parishramam Krishna. So that Parishramam is seen by Krishna. Kripaya Asit Swabandhane. Then Krishna agrees to be controlled by the devotee's love. Therefore, the most important feature which helps us control Krishna is the effort, the continuous effort. And therefore, paramrishtam atyantato drutya gopya, Yashoda Mai goes ahead of Krishna and binds Krishna. And Krishna experiences pleasure in being bound by Mother Yashoda, being outrun by Mother Yashoda. And devotees feel pleasure in being defeated by Krishna's devotees. So bhakti is the art of experiencing the pleasure in being defeated. And that was the difference between Arjuna and Ekalavya, that Krishna killed Ekalavya because Ekalavya was trying to compete with a devotee, Arjuna. And therefore, Krishna did not appreciate this attitude and mood of competing with another devotee. And therefore, atyantato drutya gopya means Yashoda Mai experiences bliss in binding Krishna. Krishna experiences bliss in being bound by Yashoda Mai. And in this way, this leela, iti driksva leela bhir ananda kunde, this drowns all the Brajavasis in pools of ecstasy. What? That we can control. So Krishna is saying, you want to be controller? How many of you want to be controller? You want to be controller? Don't then control some of the stupid things of this material world. I am offering myself. Control me, the Supreme Lord. I am available to be controlled. Anand kunde swaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. And therefore, nothing in this world becomes known till you promote it. And therefore, I am advertising my own bhakti. Akhyapayantam. Without advertisement, how will anyone come to know? And therefore, Krishna deliberately goes outside the house and makes sure that Yashoda Mai comes right behind me into the border of the forest, so that when she binds me, the whole world can see in public that this is how Krishna is bound by Yashoda Mai. So this beautiful vision of Yashoda Mai binding Krishna to the mortar is swaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. It is an advertisement of this verse which we are describing today. Evam sandarshita hi anga harina bhrityavashyata. That Krishna comes under the control of devotees. This siddhanta is being advertised. That a devotee can control Krishna with their love. Swaghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. Tadiyeshita gyeshu bhoktair jitatvam. And then the devotees are conquered by, Krishna is conquered by devotees' love. I become conquered by bhrityavashyata. And therefore, tadiyeshita geshu bhakter jitatvam puna prematastam shatavritti vande. I offer my obeisances again and again to that Supreme Personality of Godhead who is conquered by his devotee's love. And then in the next verse he says, I do not want any benediction. What do I want? Varam deva. Moksham na, I don't want liberation. Moksha vadhimva, I do not want Vaikuntha. Nachanyam vrineham vareshad apiha, I do not want benefits of Navvida Bhakti. I only want idam te vapurnatha gopala balam. I simply want to see you in this form. Sadame manasi avirastam kimanyai. So the greatest achievement, accomplishment, attainment is the ability not to fill the pocket with money, but to fill the mind with Krishna's form. Sadame manasi avirastam. May you expand in my mind. Kimanyai. I do not want anything. And then what form? Then in the next verse, Satyavrat Muni goes into more close-up. What form I want in my mind? In the next verse, what does he say? Idam te mukham bhojam atyanta nilair. This beautiful bluish complexion form with lotus-like eyes. Then, vrittam kuntalai. Surrounded by locks of hair. Snigdha raktaischa gopya. That hair which looks black and shining. Black and shining both at the same time. Raktaischa gopya. Muhus chumbitam bimba raktadharam me. And those cheeks of Krishna have been kissed by Mother Yashoda. Look red like a bimba fruit. And last, manasya virastam alam lakshalabhai. Millions and millions of benefits I do not want compared to just the meditation on this form. Therefore, this month of Kartik is celebrating this whole pastime for a month to remind us that the greatest dhan is dhyana dhan, that to be able to meditate, to be able to absorb oneself in Krishna, that is the greatest wealth. And therefore Krishna calls Arjuna Dhananjay. You who have conquered wealth should now control your mind and conquer the mind and fill your mind not with all kinds of stupid thoughts. This is the month to kick out all those other thoughts and remember the power of filling the mind with thoughts of Krishna. One who is able to do that is the wealthiest person. Alam laksha labhai. And then in the next verse it says, Namo Deva, O God of all gods, Supreme Controller, Damodar, one who is controlled by devotee's love. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta. You are unlimited. You have unlimited power. You do not have to take anybody's permission. Then he said, but I am far away. No, Vishnu, you are everywhere. What you are saying? You are everywhere. You are right next to me also. Prasida Prabho, you are Prabho. Satyam, Kartum Akartum, Sarvada Kartum Prabho. What is the meaning of Prabhu? Prabhu means one who can do and undo as he likes. Kartum Akartum Sarvata Kartum. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabho Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam. I am swimming in the ocean of despair. Kripa Drishti Brishtyadi. Please cast your glance upon me. Dinam Bata. On this fallen soul, Anugrahana, give your mercy. Esha Adhi Aksha Drishya. So far I was meditating, I was praying that you be manifest in my heart. Now I am praying, why in the heart? Why can't you come in front of me only? Satyavrat Muni is saying. Because we should be ambitious. So he is becoming more ambitious that if possible, can you manifest in front of me only? So, at edhi akshi drishya. So then, Damodar may look at Satyavrat Muni and say, why do you think you are so qualified? Tumhari kya aukaat hai? How can you be so ambitious that you are wanting the Lord to be manifest? Who are you? No, you need qualification. Without qualification, how is it possible? You are aspiring for me to manifest? Aisa thodi hota hai. I have very strict standards based on which I decide whom I will reveal myself to. Okay? So Satyavrat Muni is saying, oh, I know everything. In the past, whom you have given mercy to? Kuver Atma Jau Baddha Murtyeva Yadvat Tvaya Mochitao Bhakti Bhajau Kritavcha. The two sons of Kuvera, Nalakuvera and Manigriv, they were not offering Purusha Sukta prayers to you. They were on easy journey to other planets. They were completely intoxicated. And in that stage of intoxication, Rudrasya Anucharau Bhutva Sudriptau Dhanadatmajau Kailasya Upane Vanyo Mandakinyo Madotkatau Varunim Madiram Pitva Madaghurnita Lochanao Stri Jane Anugayadbir Cheratu Pushpite Vane. People go to Ganga to take bath, to purify their sins. These guys were accumulating sins in Ganga. One who doesn't get opportunity is unfortunate. One who gets opportunity and misuses that opportunity is the rascal of the highest order. Most unfortunate. And therefore, Nalakuvar and Manigriv got Rudra association as the guru. They got Shiva as their guru. They got Kubera as the father. They got Kailas as their residence. They got Mandakini to take bath. After having all of this, if they did not utilize the opportunity, unfortunate. Most unfortunate. And therefore, the most unfortunate is one who misuses opportunities. And therefore, Varuni Madiram Pitva Mada Ghurni Tolochano. Drinking Varuni, their eyes were rolling. Narad Muni came. Stri Janai Anugayat Bir Cheratu Pushpite Vani. And so all the same flowers they were taking and throwing on each other and jumping around naked in that river. And Narad Muni came, and instead of thinking, okay, how can we clothe ourselves, they were looking at Narad Muni and demanding from Narad Muni, why did you come here? We are enjoying here. What gives you the authority to come here? Anta pravishya gangaya amboja vanarajani chikridur yuvatabir gajaviva karunibhur. Tam drishtva madira mattaustri madanda suratmajau tayor anugrahartaya shapam dasyam idam jagau. Narad Muni thought, poor fellows, they need to be cursed. Out of my causeless mercy, I will promote them from Kailash to Gokul. That is the power of the curse of a devotee. The curse of a devotee is such that it elevates. We should not think we are devotees and then start by cursing and thinking, I am elevating you. Narad Muni was devotee, and he could, by his words, from Kailash, give them direct association of Krishna in Gokul. And so Narad Muni says, Nahi anyo jishato joshyam, buddhi brahmsho rajo guna. Stri madat abhijatyadair yatra stri dyutamasava. That out of four things, what are the four things? Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri. Education, beauty, high birth and money. He is analyzing which is the most powerful. You may have high birth, then you are moving around looking for employment. What is the point? You are very beautiful, but pocket is empty. Then you have high education, you know, but kangal. So out of the four, most important is wealth. If you have wealth, people call you beautiful. If you have money, you give donation to some college, they will give you honorary degree. You will become doctor. And then you will be considered to be from highest family. Is it not? So therefore, here it is said that there was one very big wealthy person who lost his money, and then he was sitting and begging right in front of his own factory, which he had sold out. And then he was begging. And he was saying that, you know, Daridra Devata. He was praying to Daridra. Bho Daridra Namastubhyam Siddhoham Tava Darshanat. So as he was glorifying Daridra Devata, people were looking at him and saying, hey, we never heard of this Daridra Devata. What are you chanting? He says, I am saying Siddhoham Tava Darshanat. By the power of Daridra Devata, I have received mystic Siddhi. They said, hey, really? You received mystic Siddhi? What mystic Siddhi? Pashyamiham Jagat Sarvam Namam Pashyati Kashchan. That when I was millionaire, everybody were lining up in front of me. Now when I have lost everything, I have become kangal. I am sitting here in the road. Millions of people are passing by. I am seeing everybody. Nobody is seeing me. I have got mystic Siddhi of becoming invisible. And therefore he says that buddhi brahmsho rajo guna, that this money makes one intoxicated with pride, makes buddhi bhramsha. Stri madat abhijatyadair. From that wealth comes the tendency to commit sins. Yatra stri dyutam asava. Everything else follows. And therefore, what I should do, if this is the problem, what is the solution? Daridro. He says, asata stri madandasya daridryam paramanjanam. Therefore, what is the paramanjan? Daridryam. Make them poverty stricken. And therefore, he curses them, become trees like that. And therefore, kuver atmajau badhya murte vayadva tvaya mochitau bhakti bhajau kritavcha. Tatha prema bhakti svakamme prayacha. Like that, give me prema bhakti. Namokshe graho me, not moksha. I want prema bhakti only. If you can give to them, I am not intoxicated. I am not jumping around with apsaras in the mandakini. I am following four principles. So why can't I get bhakti if they can get bhakti? So the market is very positive. There is a lot of hope. So you can definitely give. And then in the end he says, namastestu dhamne spuradipti dhamne tadiyodarayadaya vishvasya dhamne. I now offer my respects to the rope which was used to tie up Damodar. And then in the end, at the end of the feast, what is served? Sweet. Because you have come from Surat, so you begin with sweet. But in the end, sweet is served. So Satyavrata Muni is thinking, if there has been any problem in my prayer, so at least madhurena samapayat. Even if some item has not been good or this or that, some salt is more or this or that, but if in the end rabdi is good, then person goes thinking, are badhiya tha. So if there has been some problem in my prayer, I should end with something sweet. And what are the two sweetest things Krishna likes? One is Radharani and the second is Rasleela. Namo Radhikayai Tvadiya Priyayai Namo Anantalilaya. So, even if Krishna is wanting to throw my file away, if on top Radharani's name is written, so even in government without sifarish, without recommendation, file does not move. So therefore Radharani's some recommendation is there, so maybe Krishna will take me seriously. So therefore, Namo Radhikai. Okay, everything else in your prayer was useless. But if I put Radharani's name in the prayer, he cannot discard the prayer. So this is my insurance. Namo Radhikai, Tvadiya Priyai, Namo Anantalilaya Devaya Tubhyam. In this way, Satyavrata Muni is making this beautiful prayer to Damodar Bhagavan in the month of Kartik. And let us spend every moment of this month meditating on the importance of filling our mind with the wealth of meditation on Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. And this is a month to remember that the real power in life is not the power to earn wealth, to earn prestige, to earn position, to earn influence. The greatest power is to not lose hope when you lose everything else in life. And therefore, in spite of repeated failure, one should remain hopeful. Loss of hope is the real loss. Loss of hope is the real failure, and not that inability to perform a certain task which may fail for some time, just like Mother Yashoda's effort to tie Krishna failed for some time, but she continued making her effort to tie Krishna. Like that, whatever we may be going through in our life, we should continue making our effort with the hope that this is the sutra for real success, to bring Krishna closer to us. So whether in our family, in our business, in our occupation, in our various plans which we have made, things are not working out the way we expect, Krishna is simply trying to share that, hey, I am God, not you. And therefore, be ready for various ups and downs which you may go through. But in all of those, be dependent on me, remember me, and continue trying to bind me with love. So Yashoda Mai, when the ropes were not tying, she was not feeling frustrated. You know, she didn't take other ropes and started hitting Krishna. Are bandh nahi raha, maro isko. So she was continuing to bind Krishna with a positive, blissful mood. She considered that to be a pastime. And therefore, this attitude of being positive, optimistic, and be dependent on Krishna in all circumstances as we are making repeated efforts to conquer over our weaknesses, that becomes our greatest strength in the practice of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki tai go premanandi vanchakalpaturuvascha kripa sindhu bevachan patitanam pavane vaishnavi.